Alright, got two mics here, guys. Just please raise your hand.
Before you start there, I just want to congrats to Pitt moving on here. And they showed a lot of resiliency. I'll tell you what, they're a good hockey team. You can see why they got the pedigree of a Stanley Cup champion. And in the end, they were really good tonight.
You had a lot of players in the room, didn't really seem to have that many answers as to kind of where this went wrong. I mean, how do you digest this one?
Well, it's going to be hard too, because there's a lot of emotion right now, not only in our locker room, myself, staff, fans, just everybody. You know, we dug ourselves a hole. Early in the series, we dug ourselves out, and then, you know, you got their best against our best, and I thought today, you know, we win and lose as a team. It's one thing that we've talked about all year. I really liked their first two periods. I thought once they got their second goal, I thought they locked it down. They got a lot of energy on their bench, and it sort of got us on our heels. And at that point, we sort of didn't have the structure and those things that gave us a chance maybe to get back in. You could see Holtz have to make some saves. So, we just couldn't convert in the first two periods. I thought if we could have got one there, maybe a little different tone.
Braden said that he felt that there wasn't the effort from the whole team for the whole 60 minutes. Would you agree with that characterization?
Well, we win and lose as a team. So, I think we could have had a little bit more in the end. But we win and lose as a team.
Also talked about maybe a lack of physicality in this game versus what we saw in 5-6 from the Cavs. What do you think the fact behind that was?
Well, I think, I have to look at it a little more. I thought Pitt did a much better job on their exits. I think Pitt did a few things in terms of their little bit of their puck management. They made us play a little bit more in small spaces. And, we had some good looks early. We didn't convert. And then when you start trying to press, I thought they did a good job through the neutral zone today. And they had good quick support. And they played a real tight game. And they got some huge saves when they needed it early. So they sort of fed off that.
Very. Because of his stature in the game, there'll be a lot of attention on Alex Ovechkin. I'm just curious what you thought of his game and why you think maybe he hasn't been able to have that breakthrough moment.
Well, I'm not good. Emotionally right now, I don't want to answer that question. I think I think we win and lose as a team. That's probably my best answer right now. Emotionally, I don't think I want to answer that question at all.
Barry, TJ said something like basically, I have to wonder how much disappointment he and some of the people on this team have to go through to get success. Do you kind of feel the same way?
We've got to this point 3 years in a row, and we've had some disappointment to getting to the next step. So, and there's a lot of history behind that the last 3 years. So, as I said, going into this game, there's 12 games, and we went through a lot of stuff. Even though it was only 12 games, we found out a lot about people in a good way. There's been growth there, but we still need some more growth, and it's we'll have to continue down that path, hopefully.
Two more questions, please.
Is there any sense of maybe not knowing how many of these opportunities you're going to get with a team like this? That was so good for these
players. Yeah, you always do. I mean, you always, as I said to everybody in the room, I hope you get this opportunity again. I mean, you don't know if you will. You don't know if you ever, get back to the playoffs. There's guys, players in the league. I mean, you look at a guy like Ron Haynes. He's been in the league and he's been a good player for a long time. This is his first taste of it. So you just don't know. And it's always when you lose the right to keep playing, when you're in the playoffs and you feel that you can be a team that can be, you know, do some damage, it always is a bitter pill to swallow. We played a very good hockey team, but you know, we put ourselves in a 3-1 hole, and we dug ourselves out and showed a lot of character and all that. But tonight, you saw two teams that had their backs against the wall. Tonight, Pitt had their back against the wall, and they responded in a real positive way. And once they got the second goal, I thought they had a little bit of an extra gear in there, just from getting the lead, I think.
Last question.
What was the thinking on the way Ovechkin was used? Didn't seem to be on the ice as much as several of your other forwards.
No, he played, I think if you look at the timesheet, he played 19 something, I believe. So he's on the ice as much as everybody is, 18-22. He doesn't kill penalties, that's why. And then you have bump up lines and what have you. So most of our top guys were in that 19 to 20 range.
All right, thank you, Coach. Thanks a lot.